So this is Alexis Goldsmith with WOOC News from the Sanctuary for Independent Media. And my guest today is Sharon Levine of Rise St. James in St. James Parish, Louisiana. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Thank you.
Can you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
My name is Sharon Levine, and I'm from St. James, Louisiana.
And can you tell us about your home in St. James Parish?
Well, my home, I live in the 5th District in a rural area of St. James Parish on the West Bank.
You are part of an organization called Rise St. James. So I think before we get into the Juneteenth event, our listeners need a little bit of context about Rise St. James and the issues that you're facing.
Rise St. James came about in 2018 when our governor, John Bell Edward, announced a $9.4 billion industry being built in St. James, 2 miles from my home. The industry is called Formosa Plastics.
Mm-hmm. So this has come to national attention recently because the Army Corps of Engineers revoked Formosa Plastics' federal wetland permit. So do you have any updates on where the project is at?
Not yet. We don't have any updates because they still have it where they're reevaluating it. So we haven't had any updates on it.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the work that Rise St. James does.
Rise St. James is a community-based organization where we try to protect our parish, our citizens, and we want to make sure that we can breathe clean air and drink clean water and have productive soil, because all that is taken away from us. So we're trying to go back to what was done to us years ago and undo it so we can live better.
And you're planning a Juneteenth event in the coming days. What do you have planned?
We're planning a Juneteenth event, and we're also doing a continuation of our Black History program. We have 3 contestants that wrote stories about someone that they admire and also about the chemical industries that's in this area of that's called Cancer Alley, which is now called Death Alley.
What does Juneteenth mean to you, Sharon?
It means that we are honoring our ancestors, that we are letting them know that they are not forgotten about. And we know that they born in slavery or they were enslaved. And they worked, they died, and they were buried on the land that they worked on. So we want to let them know that they are not forgotten.
For our listeners that, you know, have maybe never heard of St. James Parish, but here in Troy, New York, we're fighting a hazardous waste incinerator that blows over our neighborhood. So can you tell us, you know, about your experience with organizing against industry and what your experience has been like working with the government on this issue?
Well, my experience are that they're not working with us. The governor approved this industry because he said it's going to bring revenue to the state. And our public officials in St. James, they went along with the governor and they voted this industry in. They voted it in without really understanding all of the issues involved in this industry and without understanding the emissions that will be emitted in the air and into our drinking water and also into our soil. They didn't really read it with a fine tooth comb. They just voted it in because they, Formosa presented to them a beautiful picture of what they're going to do, but they didn't tell our public officials about the health effects. Rise St. James did that.
Mm-hmm. And what are the health effects?
We wind up with cancer. That's the main thing we're winding up with is cancer and respiratory illnesses. And when we go outside, when the children go outside for a long period of time, They can't stay out there alone because the air is so toxic. And they, some of them wind up with rashes on their bodies.
Mm-hmm. And Rise St. James is trying to get the attention of the Biden administration. What message would you send to Biden?
I would ask President Biden to come and visit St. James Parish and see what we are going through. Let him come firsthand and see for himself. We told him, but it's better if he come to see it. So we welcome him to come to St. James.
Well, ground hasn't broken on Formosa yet, correct?
That's right, it haven't.
Right, but you do have existing industries surrounding that area as well, correct?
Yes, we have 12.
12, wow. Including, I believe, Marathon and...
Marathon, New Star, Argonne, the Pipelines, Plains, American Styrenix, Mosea, Valero, a bunch of them.
And these are all petrochemical industries?
Some of them, yes. Yes, they are. Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but all of these industries have appeared in St. James in your lifetime. So this has happened very quickly.
The first one I noticed was in the late 60s. That's when the first one that I know that came in here. And we didn't know it was, we were breathing bad air, like PM2.5. We didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But now we know.
Sharon, what is your vision for St. James Parish and the future for the people that live there?
We would like to have our community taken back. These industries are not doing us any good because they're making us sick, and a lot of the residents are dying. So we would like to rebuild it up with another grocery store or some type of green jobs, something that we can live with and not breathe dirty air and not with all the chemicals in the air. And I would like to see a subdivision or something rebuilt in St. James, especially in the 5th District, because all of these things are taken away from us.
So more community-based leadership?
Yes, we would like that too.
So for the Juneteenth event, how do you plan to celebrate the actual day?
Oh, with our Juneteenth event on the Formosa site. And we plan to sing, dance, and have speakers. Then after that, we're going to top it off with a celebration at Rose's Catering with food and drinks.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
On the site, there are the graves of ancestors.
Yes.
Has there been any progress identifying who they may have been or how many people are buried there?
No, we haven't been successful yet, but we're working on it.
And has Formosa given you any greater access to the site?
No, they're not. They're always trying to fight us whenever we want to use the site. They give us all kind of restrictions and stuff. So we have to go by what they let us, by what they allow us to do.
Mm-hmm. But they say they're honoring.
That's what they say, but that's not true. It's not right. True. They give us a hassle every time.
Mm-hmm. How would Rise St. James honor the site if you had control of that land?
I would honor the graves of our ancestors. I would put some type of marking or something to not for them to plow over it, not for them to put pipelines through the grave sites. And if I had the money, I would buy that property and build up a little subdivision around the grave sites.
Yes. It's a former sugarcane plantation, site where Formosa wants to build.
Correct. Yes.
And because much of that area was plantation, it stands to reason that the industry that is currently there was also likely built on grave sites. Is that fair to say?
What you mean, the plantation that was there?
Because of the region that having many plantations, the industries that have already been built, Marathon and Valero, does it stand likely that there are graves on those sites as well?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Really good.
Well, I hope that you have a lot of fun on your Juneteenth event. I hope that is healing for you and your community. And I hope you get a visit from President Biden. And thank you for your time today. Is there anything that you want to tell our listeners here in the Capital District of New York before we say goodbye?
I would like to tell them to pray for us, Rise St. James. And if there's any connection that they can get for us to the president, it would be greatly appreciated. They might have a friend or someone that works in the White House or whatever, you know, and they might be able to put a little bug in their ears to get us connected with President Biden.
Well, this has been Sharon Levine of Rise St. James in St. James, Louisiana. Thank you so much for your time, Sharon.
You're welcome.